Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
October the 23rd, making the right confession.
All this week, Derek considers Hebrews 4 verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Today he shows us how by sticking to the right confessions we can defeat Satan. I can illustrate confession from a book called Fear No Evil, written by Natan Sharansky, a Jewish refusenik. Sharansky wasn't a Christian, but even so, the KGB arrested him and put him through 9 years of misery. As I read his story, I saw in the KGB the most vivid demonstration of Satan and his tactics. In Natan Sharansky, I recognized the way to win. He was a highly qualified chess player, and he decided to deal with the KGB as he would with a chess opponent, by staying one move ahead. Though he didn't have a faith in a personal God, he did have a concept of God through his Jewish roots. Many Jewish prayers begin with, O Lord, our God, King of the universe. In teaching himself Hebrew, he decided to write out a prayer that he could repeat whenever needed. It was a petition for God to be with him, protect his family, and bring him to Israel. Whenever he was under pressure, for instance awaiting interrogation, he would repeat the prayer several times. He said that prayer about 10 times a day for 9 years. That amounts to more than 30,000 times. How many Christians would go on praying the same prayer 30,000 times? One aim of the KGB was to get Sharansky to make the wrong confession. If he would just say that he was a traitor, they would release him. But he refused. The battle raged for 9 years. By making the right confession and reiterating the right prayer, he won. Being victorious, he later immigrated to Jerusalem. How that impressed me about Satan's tactics. Satan uses every kind of pressure, every inducement, every lie, all with one aim, to get us to make the wrong confession. We defeat him, however, by maintaining the right confession. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Jesus, that you are the high priest of our confession. I proclaim that we defeat our enemy by maintaining the right confession. I shall hold fast my confession. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.